We live in such an amazing and technologically advanced world that uses numbers to perform many different functions. For example, we have digital devices that convert sound and images and data into ones and zeros, and then transmits them to another device somewhere else in the world, which then converts those ones and zeros back into sound, images, and data. What incredible technology! Well, the truth is, humanity has used numbers for thousands of years to accomplish many specific tasks. I think most of us understand the importance of adding numbers together in order to arrive at a specific answer, and that being the sum of something. Well, there's a spiritual application there, and it has to do with the question, why do people not understand the Bible correctly or think that it is too difficult to comprehend? And one of the main reasons is that many simply do not understand everything that the Bible has to say about a particular subject. And this is such an important concept to understand when studying the Bible. The lack of understanding has caused much confusion throughout the religious world. It has resulted in unbiblical doctrines and unauthorized forms of organization, vain worship practices, and even differing plans of salvation. But how is that even possible? Well, it happens because people pick and choose specific verses instead of considering all that the Bible has to say about a subject. Go with me to Psalm 119, verse 160. But don't read it in just any version you might always use, because not all versions render the verse in the same way. Read it in different versions, especially the American Standard Version or the English Standard Version, and including the New American Standard. And I want you to notice that those versions use a very specific word. It says, the sum of your word is truth. Now, while the Hebrew word there has a few different meanings, which is always dependent upon context, in the context of this passage, the word sum makes the most sense. Even the literal translations like Young's and the LITV, they render this with the word sum. The word S-U-M. It means the total amount of something that exists. Psalm 119, 160, the sum of thy word is truth, and every one of thy righteous ordinances endureth forever. Now, considering that every word that proceeds from the mouth of God is true, as Matthew 4:4 and Titus 1:2 says, then we must diligently consider everything that he says about a particular subject. And that's not really a difficult concept to grasp. And yet again, we know how to use numbers. For example, if we add 2 plus 5, we know that the sum of those numbers is not 25. No, the right answer is 7. It's easy. Why can't we do the same with the Bible? Why do we always make it so difficult? Because if God says one thing in one passage and then adds something else in another passage, which pertains to the first, well, doesn't it stand a reason that we should add them together? We cannot approach the Bible haphazardly, but instead, we need to consider everything that the Bible says about a subject so that we can arrive at a proper understanding. The sum of the Lord's Word on any particular topic. So first, there are many people who do not rightly divide the Word, as 2 Timothy 2:15 teaches, because they take passages out of context and do not consider all that the Bible teaches about a subject. Yet remembering the context of a passage is absolutely paramount to proper interpretation and understanding. You can determine the context simply by looking at the verses around it and identifying who is speaking, when he spoke, and to whom he is speaking. The established and correct way of teaching or understanding that must sometimes also mean that you've got to look at some of the customs and the cultural situations of that time. All of this will help us correctly understand just exactly how the Bible applies to us. For example, I want you to consider three passages about the Great Commission. Matthew chapter 28, verse 19 through 20, Mark 16, verses 15 through 16, and Luke 24, 46 through 48. Now, in those three passages, Luke only mentions repentance. This passage does not mention anything about confession or baptism. You might notice also that Mark mentions belief and baptism. So, is repentance unnecessary since Mark doesn't mention it in his passage? But then Matthew does not mention belief or repentance. He only mentions baptism, saying, go into all the world and baptize those. Well, the truth is that all of these passages speak about the same subject. Therefore, belief and repentance and baptism are all necessary for salvation. To understand this truth well, you have to consider the sum of all passages. Here's another example. In Matthew chapter 4, verse 9, it says, all of these things I will give you if you will fall down and worship me. Now, this verse seems to say that if we just worship Jesus, he will give us everything we want. But is that a good interpretation of the Word of God? Well, no, it isn't. The text is not talking anything about worshiping Jesus. And if you stop and investigate the context, you're going to notice that these are the words of Satan. He was tempting Jesus to sin. And so the bottom line is, the Bible's really not that hard to understand as long as you don't look at a verse here and a verse there, but instead look at the sum of the word.